Now, it's live UWA Tiger play-by-play on your flagship station for University of West Alabama Tiger Athletics, Sly 1049 and the Sly 1049 app.
Welcome back to Tartt Field for Game 3 of this three-game series against the Wolves. Peyton Warren gets the start. He leads things off, and we are underway here at Tartt Field in Game 3. First pitch to Brody Wortham is a called ball outside of the plate, out in the field for the Tigers. It'll be Peyton Warren on the mound, Thibodeau catching, and that ball is hit deep to left field from Brody Wortham, back at the wall, and it's over the wall. Brody Wortham gets things going here with a solo home run to begin Game 3 of this series. So West Georgia gets on top early, 1-0 here, as Brody comes across the plate, touches home plate, and it's now official as he gets home run to start the game. But as I was saying, at left field, Colton Peoples, center field, Kyle Vogler, right field, Braden Lyman, third base, Jake Nemeth, shortstop, Braxton Bullard, second base, Sam Smith, first base, Josh Bauer, catching, Jonathan Thibodeau, and on the mound is Peyton Warren. First pitch to Jonathan Logsdon. Is it called ball? So it's a 1-0 count to Logsdon. He sets in the 1-0 pitch. That one is going to be hit high in the air. It'll be a foul ball over the press box here at Tartt Field. So an 0-2 count now, as West Georgia leads it 1-0 here after the solo shot from Brody Wortham. Tigers won game one in the series 10-0 last night. And then in game three, West Georgia got the victory as next pitch to Wortham. To Logsdon. Is it called ball? Takes the count now to 1-2. Next pitch, fouled it off. I'm Mark Gillen bringing you play-by-play for today's game. Was with you for game two today. And next pitch to Logsdon. They say it got him on the shoulder, on the arm. Peyton Warren's asking the home plate umpire about it. And
now batting for the Wolves, number 14, Sam Ladner.
Also, pitching coach Brock Ward asking for an explanation because it didn't look like it hit him. Our home plate umpire today is Joey Weaver. And first base umpire is Mr. Daniel Ledwell. He was behind the plate last night. And then Patrick McMorris is playing third base, or not playing third base. He's third base umpire. So West Georgia up 1-0, and Jonathan Logsdon is on with a hit-by-pitch from Peyton Warren. So that brings up Sam Ladner. Ladner bats right-handed, number 14, the shortstop. Next pitch to Ladner. Check swing. Did he go? He did not. So it's a called ball. 2-0 count. Warren the pitch. Swing and a miss by Sam Ladner. That takes the count now to 2-1. West Georgia lineup today, DH, Brody Wortham, Jonathan Logsdon, Sam Ladner, Colin Moore, Anthony Calibro, Logan Fink, Joseph Hill, Charlie Toll, and Cody Mish. On the mound will be Robert Coleman. Peyton Warren sits in. The 2-1 pitch in the dirt for ball number 3 takes the count now to 3-1. If you're following along the live stats, we're working on getting the issue resolved with the live stats, as it still says pregame. 3-1 pitch in the dirt for ball number 4. And so that puts runners at first and second for West Georgia, and that brings up Colin Moore, the third baseman for the Wolves. Looks like the issue's resolved on the live stats, so you can follow along with the game on the live stats. Also, our YouTube live stream page, Peyton Warren on the mound for the Tigers, sets in. The pitch to Colin Moore is called a strike. Coming into today's game, Peyton Warren, ERA of 4.29, 3-4 on the season is his record. This is his ninth appearance and eighth start as he's leading the count 0-1. That ball is going to be hit out to left field, and if it stays fair, it'll be a home run, and that's a fair ball. And, folks, Colin Moore, he just destroyed that ball as it went right over the left field wall, near the foul pole, over the foul pole, and over the wall for a three-run shot. Makes the score now 4-0. West Georgia leads it. Anthony Calibro steps up to the plate. Calibro hit a home run back in the last game.
Now batting for the Wolves, number 18, Anthony Calibro.
So Calibro sits into the plate, right-handed batter. Warren on the mound, the pitch. Swing and a miss by Calibro. Makes it 0-1 count. Scoreboard update from softball. On the bottom of the sixth inning, West Georgia leads 4-1. Next pitch to Calibro, swing and a miss. First strike number 2. Warren sets in the 0-2 pitch to Calibro. That one's hit high in the air in foul territory. Jake Nemeth gets under it near the dugout. Can he make it? He can make the play. So that's the first out of the inning. And that'll bring out Logan Fink. So it'll be a FF5 flied out in foul territory to Nemeth at third base. And that brings up Logan Fink, the right fielder for the Wolves today. Warren sits in the 0-0. That ball is hit right side, and it'll be a foul ball. Nothing but a long strike as it goes over the indoor batting facility here. The 0-1 pitch hit high in the air out to right field. Chasing it will be Braden Lyman, and he's under it to make the play for out number two. You see Peyton Warren settle down a little bit on the mound, put two batters away, back-to-back. That brings up Joseph Hill for West Georgia. Hill sets in the right-handed batter, the 0-0 pitch, in there for a called strike from our home plate umpire, Joey Weaver. The 0-1 pitch outside for a called ball makes the count go to 1-1. 1-1 pitch in the dirt, ball number two. So 2-1 count, two outs, top of the first inning. The pitch outside for a called ball, 3-1 count. Seven innings scheduled for today. Game two of the doubleheader. The 3-1 pitch from Warren. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. No, he didn't. Excuse me. That's just the second strike. I got a little carried away there. So it's just 3-2 count. Two outs. Warren on the mound. The pitch. And now he struck him out of there for the third strike. Third out of the inning. As we head to the bottom of the first inning, West Alabama trails West Georgia 4-0 here on Slot 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back here to Tart Field. West Alabama trails the Wolves of West Georgia 4-0 here. As we begin the bottom of the first inning, leading off for the Tigers will be Kyle Vogler, Colton Peoples, and Jake Nemeth. And out in the field for West Georgia, at third base, Colin Moore. At shortstop, Sam Ladner. At second base is Jonathan Logsdon. At first base, Joseph Hill. Catching is Charlie Toll. On the mound, Robert Coleman. And in the outfield, left field, Cody Mish. Anthony Calabro out in center. And Logan Fink out in right field. Robert Coleman gets the start. Looking at his stats coming into today's game, he has an ERA of 2.78, 0-1 on wins and losses. This is his eighth appearance and eighth game he started. He's gotten through 35.2 innings, given up 33 hits, 15 runs, 11 being earned, 14 walks, 30 strikeouts, 12 doubles, and 3 home runs. He gets to face Kyle Vogler here. And Kyle Vogler gets at the plate, the right-handed batter. Tigers, game three, same jerseys, same pants. The black jerseys with the white stripes going down them, with red hats, red bills, and West Alabama across the front. Number on the bottom, number on the back. West Georgia in their red jerseys with white. West Georgia going across the front, number on the bottom and on the back. Gray pants, blue socks, blue hat with a red bill. First pitch to Vogler upstairs for a called ball. Takes the count to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch outside for a called ball. 2-0 count now to Kyle Vogler. The 2-0 pitch. And Vogler gets a hit on it. It'll be a foul ball down the left field line. So Vogler will get back set. 2-1 count. The pitch from Coleman. Curveball. Vogler gets a hit on it. Hit out to left center field. And Calabro gets under it and makes the play for out number one.
Now batting for the Tigers.
That'll bring up number one, Colton Peoples for West Alabama. Colton playing left field today. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. Tigers trail West Georgia 4-0. The first pitch from Coleman to Peoples. It's a chopper to hit the shortstop. The throw to first base. And Peoples beats out the throw, so he is safely in at first base with an infield single. That'll bring up Mr. Jake Nemeth. Nemeth wears number 27 for the Tigers, third baseman. And Charlie Toll calls time, reset his headgear here. Now he gets his glove on, and we're good to go. Coleman on the mound. He gets set. The 0-0 pitch outside for a ball. You got Colton Peoples on at first. Colton, he can steal a base or two. He, on the season, he's got 12 stolen bases. The throw back to Peoples at first, and Peoples slides in. He's safe. Joseph Hill playing first base for the Wolves. Robert Coleman sets in on the mound. The 1-0 count. Takes a deep breath. The pitch. And Nemeth will foul that one off. Take the count down to 1-1. Tigers looking to get a series win for the first time since they opened conference play against Mississippi College. Robert Coleman throws it back to Hill at first as Peoples slides back in. He's safe. Hill doesn't even apply a tag. Coleman sets in on the mound. The 1-1. And Nemeth fouls that one off into the glove of Charlie Toll. So takes the count now to 1-2. Let's see if Coach Gary Reynolds tries to steal Peoples here. As Coleman sits in, the 1-2 pitch, now delivered. Curveball swing and a miss by Jake Nemeth for the second out of the inning. As Braden Lyman comes up to the plate. Got a buddy of mine listening today, J.D. Markham, listening up in Seligen, Alabama. Appreciate you listening, tuning in to some Tiger baseball today. As Braden Lyman gets set at the plate. With Colton Peoples at first and two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. The pitch. It'll be outside for a called ball. Makes the count now 1-0 with two outs. Peoples gets his lead off. Robert Coleman sets in on the mound. Coleman the pitch. And Lyman will foul that one off with a 1-1 count with two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Gavin Rogers on deck for West Alabama. Braden Lyman gets set. Peoples at first base. Peoples goes. The throw down to second. Peoples slides and he'll be safe. With his 13th stolen base of the season, our scoreboard operator today playing some stolen base graphics up there. Makes the count now 2-1. Coleman looks back. The pitch in the dirt for ball number 3. Braden Lyman leads the count now 3-1 against Robert Coleman. Robert Coleman, he's a 6'2" senior right-handed pitcher from Birmingham, Alabama. The 3-1 pitch to Lyman is caught a strike. So it's a 3-2 count now with two outs. Coleman, the 3-2 pitch, and Lyman will foul that one off. It'll be a long foul, so we'll reset and redo that pitch. You got Colton Peoples at second base. Lyman gets set, the 3-2 count. Coleman looks back at Peoples. The pitch, curveball, Lyman gets a hit on it. If it's fair, it might be extra bases as Colton rounds third base. He's coming home. Lyman at second, and he's going to stay at second base. And he's in with a double. And that'll bring up Mr. Gavin Rogers for West Alabama. Gavin playing DH today. Both games. Got the pitching win last night in the 10-0 victory over the Wolves. And also had three hits last night. Gavin did. He gets set at the plate. Comes into today. With a 311 batting average. And the pitch, curveball outside, called for a ball. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Robert Coleman sits in. The 1-0, swing and a miss by Rogers. Makes the count go to 1-1. And over at softball, Tigers have tied it up at 4 against the Wolves in the top of the 7th inning. And Rogers gets a hit on that pitch. It's a chopper down the third base line. And the throw to first is in time for the out. And so that will end the first inning. Tigers able to get one run there. West Georgia got 4 in the first inning. As we head to the top of the second inning, you're listening to UWA Baseball on Slot 104.9.
One run, two hits, no
errors. Pop, these guys' prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Charlie Toll gets set at the plate, batting right-handed for the Wolves today. West Georgia leads at 4-1 after one complete inning. Peyton Warren on the mound for the Tigers. Peyton, out of Brentwood, Tennessee, 6'1" graduate senior, and he gets set to deliver the first pitch to Toll. The 0-0 is outside for a called ball. Makes it a 1-0 count. Still a fantastic crowd here at Tartt Field. Tons of people out in the outfield. Lots of people sitting down here in front of us, in front of the press box. It's a good day for some Tiger baseball. The 1-0 pitch outside for a called ball, 2-0 count. Softball still tied up at 4 in the top of the 7th inning. Looks like West Georgia's got two runners on with two outs. We'll keep you updated on that one. Warren, the pitch, swing and a miss by Toll for the first strike. Toll gets set back in the batter's box. The 1-1 in there for a called strike. Good pitch there by Peyton Warren. Warren sits in the 2-2 pitch to Toll. Toll fouls that one off over the Tiger dugout. Last week, Peyton Warren had a fantastic outing up at Christian Brothers. Pitched 6 innings, gave up 4 hits, 1 run. It was an earned run, 1 walk, had 10 strikeouts, and hit 2 batters in the win against Christian Brothers. 5-1 was the final. Looking to do the same here today, 2-2 count. Swing and a miss for Charlie Toll for the first out of the top of the 2nd inning. Softball just finished the top of the 7th inning, so they're headed to the bottom of the 7th now. Tigers have a chance to walk it off against the Wolves over at the UWA softball complex. The 0-0 pitch to Cody Mish. Mish will foul that one off. It'll go into the Tiger backstop here, and Ryan Cram will come out and get it. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss for Cody Mish. Mish missed it. The 0-2 pitch from Warren is outside for a called ball. Warren sits in. The 1-2 pitch inside for another ball. Takes the count 2-2. Nobody on here. One out. 2-2 is the count. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. Takes it to a full count. Tiger fans here wanted a strike. It was close. But Mr. Joey Weaver has the final call. He called it a ball. So a full count now to Cody Mish. The pitch. Swing and a miss for the 2nd strikeout of the inning. And that brings it up the top of the lineup. Brody Wortham. And Wortham, just in the last inning, hit an absolute bomb down the left field over the head of Colton Peoples and over the left field wall. So his 2nd at-bat of the game. The 0-0 pitch outside for a called ball. The 1-0 pitch, check swing, did he go? They say he went. Makes the count go to 1-1. Softball has one runner on with no outs in the bottom of the 7th. The 1-1 pitch, curveball outside for a called ball. Takes the count down to 2-1. 2-1 pitch. That ball is popped in the air. Chasing it from first base is Josh Bauer. And, Peyton Warren came out of nowhere to make that play and get the out. As we head to the bottom of the 2nd inning, West Alabama trails West Georgia 4-1 here on Slot 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Josh Bauer at the plate for West Alabama. He'll be working against Robert Coleman on the mound for the Wolves. First pitch to Bauer, outside for a ball. So a 1-0 count. The pitch, outside for another ball. Makes the count go 2-0 now here against Josh Bauer.
Josh Bauer at the plate for West Alabama.
2-0 is the count to Josh Bauer. And Coleman sits in, delivers to 2-0. That one's outside again for third ball. Next pitch. Same spot, same location, same result as Josh Bauer gets to take his base. And he's at first base, and that'll bring up number 47, Jonathan Thibodeau. Thibodeau, he's a long way from home. He's from Ontario, Canada. 5'11", graduate senior. Plays catcher for the Tigers and does a fantastic job at playing catcher. Catcher's a hard position to do, and he has caught all three games of this weekend. And done a great job with it. Robert Coleman sits in. The 0-0 to Thibodeau. Outside for another ball. Bauer goes. He's going to have to slide, and he does. Is he out? He's out. That's a tough one there for Josh Bauer. Probably should have stayed at first, but he's had a great weekend. So one out now. Here in the bottom of the second inning, the pitch is in there for a called strike against Thibodeau. Makes the count now 1-1. The 1-1 outside for a ball. 2-1 count now to Jonathan Thibodeau. 2-1 pitch. Thibodeau fouls that one off, and the crowd right behind the net jumped a little bit. Makes the count go 2-2. The 2-2 pitch to Thibodeau. Hits it high in the air. I believe it's going to be a foul ball, and it is. Came right behind the net. Fans were not expecting it. Hit the concrete. So the count stays at 2-2. And the pitch, swing and a miss by Thibodeau for the second out of the inning. As Thibodeau strikes out. And that'll bring up Sam Smith. Sam getting his second start of the year at second base today in the second game. And he'll be working against Robert Coleman now. The pitch outside for a called ball. So the count's at 1-0 to Sam Smith. He sits in, batting right-handed. The pitch outside for a called ball. 2-0 count. Sam Smith, he's out of Atmore, Alabama. 5'7", redshirt freshman. Plays in the infield, plays a little second base, plays a little shortstop some, I believe. The 2-0 pitch, inside for another ball to Sam. Sam steps back up to the plate, taps on plate, gets set. Robert Coleman, the windup, and the pitch, 3-0, is in there for a called strike. Makes the count now 3-1. 3-1 pitch, outside for a ball. That'll put Sam Smith on at first base and brings up Braxton Bullard. Braxton Bullard, the 5'9" freshman out of Powder Springs, Georgia, playing shortstop today. Sets in at the plate. Sam Smith at first. He gets his leadoff. Robert Coleman sits in. The pitch. And it's a chopper. Hits the second base as Loxton fills it, and he'll get it over to Hill in time for the third out of the inning. So we head to the top of the third inning. Tigers still trail the Wolves 4-1 here on Sly 104.9.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back here to Tartt Field. We've got a final from the UWA softball complex. And it's exciting news as LP Trammell, she hit a double in the bottom of the seventh inning, which scored Carly McDaniel. And the Tigers got the win 5-4 over the Wolves as Fortenberry got the win and Draper got the loss for West Georgia. So a good win for West Alabama softball. And back here at Tartt Field now, Peyton Warren still on the mound, and Jonathan Logsdon at the plate. He sets in the 0-0 pitch to Logsdon in there for a called strike as we begin the third inning. The 0-1 hit directly to Buller. He fields it. The throw over to Bauer. Bauer will just apply the tag and get him out anyway. So that's the first out of the inning. And I'll bring up Sam Ladner, number 14 for the Wolves. He's a right-handed batter. Everyone on West Georgia's lineup bats right-handed except for left fielder Cody Mish. He bats ninth in the lineup. He's a left-handed batter. The throw from Warren, took swing, and they say it's a strike anyway. West Alabama outfield shifted a little bit to the left, especially out in center field. Kyle Vogler, he shifted in more of kind of left center. And that ball is going to be hit out to left field. Colton Peoples is going to field it, and that'll be a base hit for Sam Ladner.
Now batting for the Wolves, number 26, Colin Moore.
And so that'll bring up Colin Moore for West Georgia, the third baseman. And he'll have Sam Ladner on at first base. Moore hit a home run earlier in the first inning. Helped the West Georgia Wolves get up 4-0 over the Tigers. Peyton Warren sits in. The 0-0 pitch. Outside for a called ball. Ladner gets his lead off. Peyton Warren sits in. The 1-0 pitch. Fouled it off. Colin Moore did. Hard hit foul off the backstop here. Rolled back into play. Josh Bauer picks it up, gives it to Ryan Cram, and it'll go in Ryan Cram's bucket. And Ryan Cram goes to rocking in his chair as it's a 1-1 count. Peyton Warren on the mound. The pitch. Swing and a miss for Colin Moore for the second strike of this at-bat. Warren sits in, and now time is called from Colin Moore. Home plate umpire Joey Weaver grants it to him. The 1-2 pitch. Outside for a called ball. Makes the count go to 2-2. West Alabama is going to be back at home on Tuesday against William Carey. First pitch scheduled for 4 p.m. And we'll be live on Sly 104.9 with you. We'll have the YouTube live stream going as well as some live stats. Swing and a miss for Colin Moore. The second strikeout of the inning for Peyton Warren. As Warren now picked up 4 strikeouts today.
Now batting for the Wolves, number 18.
And about to face his 13th batter. Warren's only given up 3 hits. But unfortunately, 2 of those have been home runs. And when that's the case, it's tough. But Peyton's bounced back and putting together a little nice stat line here. And he's got Anthony Caliber at the plate now, batting right-handed. Warren looks back at first, sets in, delivers the pitch. Sean Bunt pulled it back. That ball's high up in the air for a called ball. Makes the count go to 1-0. So Warren sets in, 1-0 count. The pitch in there for a called strike. So the count's at 1-1. Warren sets in, the throw back to first. Bauer the tag? No, he's safe. Ladner is. Warren sets in. The 2-1 pitch. That ball's hit high in the air out to left field. Peoples tracking it down. Near the wall. Is it over? It is. That is another home run for Anthony Caliber on the day. And that one's a 2-run shot as Caliber comes home, steps on the plate. Makes the score now 6-1. That brings up Logan Fink. And that's tough for Peyton Warren. I just said it, but I'll say it again now. 4 hits on the day he's given up, and 3 of those are home runs. And so Logan Fink at the plate. The pitch And that one's hit high out to left field. Colton Peoples tracking it down at the wall. And you can forget about that one as well, as West Georgia hits another bomb. Makes the score 7-1 now. Impressive batting here for West Georgia as Logan Fink gets the home run. The West Georgia dugout celebrating it. See some action going on in the Tiger bullpen. Can't tell who it is. Pitching coach Brock Ward makes a mound visit. Trying to talk to Warren. We'll see if he makes the pitching change. Not sure if he will just yet. But right now the score is 7-1. West Georgia leads the Tigers here in the top of the third with two outs remaining. I know Coach Ward would love it if we can get Peyton out of this inning with no more damage done. Looks like they're going to stick with Peyton here. So Peyton gets set on the mound, working against Joseph Hill. The 0-0 pitch to Hill. Curveball upstairs for a ball. The 1-0 pitch upstairs for ball number two. The 2-0 pitch. And that one is fouled off. The 2-1 pitch. And that ball is hit high in the air at the left field. But luckily this time it goes the Tigers' way. It's a foul ball. So 2-2 count with two outs. Joseph Hill at the plate. Peyton Warren pitching. Jonathan Thibodeau catching. Warren, the 2-2 pitch. In there for a strike. And that is Peyton Warren's fifth strikeout of the game. Third of the inning. But West Georgia does score three runs off of two home runs here in the top of the third. So we'll head to the bottom of the third. Tigers trail 7-1 here on Sly 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back here to Tart Field. Kyle Vogler to lead things off here in the bottom of the third inning here against West Georgia. Tigers trail 7-1. West Georgia has hit four home runs here in the game. Robert Coleman still on the mound, getting set to face his 10th batter of the day. The pitch is in there for a called strike. Makes the count 0-1. The 0-1 pitch outside for a called ball. Moves the count to 1-1. And Boger gets a hit on that one. It's a chopper down the third base line. It'll get through for a base hit, maybe more. We'll see what he does. He stops. He'll go back to first base with just a single. So, attaboy Calvin Vogler. Get things going here. Colton Peoples steps up to the plate. I told you. Colton Peoples sets in. Kyle Vogler gets his lead off at first with no outs here in the bottom of the third. Peoples will foul that one off. Softball tomorrow will be back in action against West Georgia. First pitch scheduled for noon at the UWA Softball Complex. Admission is free. We'd love for you to come out. The 0-0 pitch. Excuse me, the 0-1 pitch. It's going to be outside for a called ball. Makes the count go to 1-1. So Colton gets set. Vogler gets his lead off. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Colton Peoples. Missed the count to 1-2. Coleman sets in. The 1-2 pitch. Outside for a called ball. Makes the count 2-2 now. Vogler at first. Got on with the single. The 2-2 pitch. And curveball, and they call it a strike. So that strikes Colton Peoples out. And that'll bring up Jake Nemeth, the Tiger third baseman. Nemeth steps into the plate. a right-handed batter out of Pace, Florida. Plays third base for West Alabama. Sometimes he'll play shortstop. The 0-0 pitch. Curveball. And Nemeth fouls that one off. Braden Lyman on deck. Kyle Vogler at first. Coleman sits in on the mound. The 0-1 pitch. And check swing. They caught a ball. So 1-1 count. And now home plate umpire Joey Weaver asks his first base umpire, Daniel Gladwell, if he went or not. And he says, no, he didn't. So it's a 1-1 count. The 1-1 pitch. That one's fouled off over the Tiger dugout into the parking lot. So it's a 1-2 count. Coleman, the pitch. And that ball's hit out to left field. And it'll get down for a base hit. Maybe more. Nemeth rounds first base. No, he's going to stop as Vogler is also at second.
Now batting for the Tigers.
So Nemeth gets a single there. And that'll move Vogler to second. And bring up Braden Lyman, the Tiger right fielder. He gets set. He's a left-handed batter. One of the three in the Tiger lineup that bat left-handed. Peoples is a left-handed batter. And Braxton Bullard is also, along with Lyman. So Lyman gets set. One out here in the bottom of the third. Tigers trail by 6 runs. Coleman, the pitch to Lyman. Swing and a miss by Braden Lyman for the first strike. It's an 0-1 count with one out. The pitch, swinging another miss for Braden Lyman. Lyman sits in, down the count 0-2. The pitch, and Lyman will foul that one off, make some contact there. Lyman's got back-to-back hits in games. Lyman has 12 multi-hit games this year. He sits in at the plate. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss for Braden Lyman. He fouled it off, and then Charlie Toll couldn't hang on to it, so it's a foul ball. So Lyman will get another crack at it. Taps home plate. Gets set. Vogler at second. Nemeth at first. The 0-2 pitch. Lyman will foul that one off. He keeps fighting in here. Coleman looks at second. The pitch. Lyman gets a hit on it. Hit directly to second base. Locks and fields it. The throw to second and first. And they get the runner out of second. Nemeth is out. But Lyman beats out the throw.
Now batting for the Tigers. Number 36.
So he's safe at first. So Tigers have runners on the corners. With Gavin Rogers at the plate. Gavin grounded out to third base. Back in the first inning. He steps into the batter's box. Coleman looks at third. The pitch. Gavin hits it. It's a chopper to third base. The flip to second. He's safe. Gavin beats out the throw. So Vogler scores. Gavin's safe at first. And Lyman is safe at second.
Now batting for the Tigers. Number 15, Josh Bauer.
That brings up Josh Bauer for West Alabama. Bauer hit 2 home runs last night. He gets set. Batting left-handed right now. The pitch. Outside for a ball. To Josh Bauer. Bauer's out of Headland, Alabama. 6'1" junior. Playing first base. The 1-0 pitch. Outside for another ball. Moves to count 2-0 now. On deck is Jonathan Thibodeau. Coleman sits in. Looks back at second. The 2-0 pitch. Is in there for a called strike. 2-1 count now. The pitch. That one's upstairs for ball number 3. Top of the left of the plate. 3-1 count. The pitch. Bauer hits that one. Out to left field. And it'll be a foul ball as Cody Mish is giving chase on it. Made a great effort at it. Couldn't get there in time, though. So that makes the count a full count. 3-2 count to Bauer. Runners at first and second. Rogers at first. Lyman at second. The pitch. And Bauer hits it out to right field. I lost in the air as Logan Fink is there to make the play out in right field. When it came off the bat, I thought that ball was gone, but it wasn't. So we head to the top of the fourth inning. Tigers trail 7-2 here on Slot 104.9.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-in.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Tartt Field. Tigers make a pitching change. It'll be number 21, Mason Highlander. Peyton Ward today is done. Take a look at his stat line. Three innings pitched, five hits off of him, seven runs, all are earned, and all came off of home runs as the Wolves hit four home runs in the first three innings. Scored four in the first, three in the second, and they've got five total hits. So Tigers call on Mason Highlander to come in relief. And Highlander got an ERA of 6.3, 1-2 on the year, 11th appearance, and pitched 20 complete innings, giving up 27 hits, 16 runs, 14 are earned, 4 walks, and 24 strikeouts. And he gets to face Charlie Toll to begin things off here for the West Georgia top of the fourth inning. Toll playing catcher. Highlander sets in the pitch. Swing and a miss for Toll. Moves the count to 0-1. Toll out of Kennesaw, Georgia. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and another miss for Toll. Lost the bat on that swing. Home plate umpire gives it back to him. Toll, he's a 6'3" redshirt freshman. Highlander on the mound. Takes a deep breath. The 0-2 pitch. Upstairs for ball number one. In the first game, Toll had a triple and a double in his outing. Came in today batting 188. And he strikes out right there as Mason Highlander gets things rolling here. With his first strikeout of the game, facing his first batter of the game.
Now batting for the Wolves, number 11, Cody Mish.
And that'll bring up Cody Mish for the Wolves. Mish, left-handed batter. Yellow pitch. In there for a caught strike to Cody Mish. Mish playing left field for West Georgia. The 0-1 pitch. Outside for a caught ball. Makes the count now 1-1. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch. Curveball. Outside for a caught ball. 2-1 count. Nobody on. One out. Highlander on the mound. The pitch, swing and a miss for Cody Mish. Mish struck out back in the second inning. The 2-2 pitch, downstairs for a called ball. Makes it a full count now. So it's a 3-2 count with one out. Tigers have four hits today. West Georgia has five. The pitch, outside, upstairs for a called ball four. And that brings up the top of the lineup for West Georgia. It'll be Brody Wortham. Wortham hit a home run to lead things off in the top of the first inning. As Highlander gets set on the mound, begins his windup. The pitch, in there for a con strike. Found inside the plate. Highlander looks at first base. Josh Bauer covering it. Cody Mish at the bag. And the pitch, and a swing and a miss for the second strike to Brody Wortham. Wortham is out of Wadawi, Alabama. 5'11" sophomore. Right-handed batter. He gets set. Mason Highlander, the 0-2 pitch. Check swing, did he go? They say he went, so that's a strikeout. Second strikeout of the day for Mason Highlander. That brings up Jonathan Logsdon.
Not batting for the Wolves, but it's Jonathan Logsdon.
Logsdon, the right-handed batter, looks at his head coach, Jeff Smith, to get the play call. Thibodeau does the same thing, except he looks at pitching coach Brock Ward to deliver the sign to Mason Highlander. The 0-0 pitch. Runner goes, the throw down to second. Smith, unable to grab it. Goes down the outfield, Vogler picks it up, and he bobbles it. And so Mish is safe at third base. So an 0-1 count. Cody Mish at third. Mason Highlander looks at third base. The pitch. Swing and a miss for strike number two. Moves the count to 0-2. Highlander looks at Thibodeau, gets the call. Begins his windup. Looks at third. The 0-2 pitch. Outside for a caught ball. So a 1-2 count now. Two outs. Mason Highlander's first inning of relief here. And the 1-2 pitch. Outside for another ball. Good job by Jonathan Thibodeau to stop that one from going any farther. He's caught all three games this weekend. 2-2 count, two outs. The pitch by Hollander hit to Nemeth. He fields it. The throw to Bauer at first, and Bauer has to stretch and makes the grab for out number three as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tigers trail 7-2 against West Georgia here on Slot 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Robert Coleman steps on the mound for West Georgia. Gets set to face Jonathan Thibodeau. Coleman begins his fourth inning of work here, giving up four hits, two runs, both earned, two walks, three strikeouts, and one double, facing his 16th batter of the day in Jonathan Thibodeau. Coleman, the 0-0, and Thibodeau gets a hit on it, hit out to left center field. Chasing it will be Calabro, and he gets under it and makes a grab to get the out. And that'll bring up Sam Smith for West Alabama. First pitch, in there for a call strike. Smith gets back set. Right-handed batter. Second pitch, swing and a miss for Sam Smith. Looked like a fastball right down the middle. 0-2 count. Next pitch, Smith. He'll foul that one off into the lake here at Lake Lou. Next pitch is a strikeout for Sam Smith as...
Now batting for the Tigers, number 46, Braxton.
That'll bring up Braxton Bullard. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As the sun begins to set here, starting to get a little chilly. As Coleman delivers the first pitch to Bullard outside for a ball. Bullard gets back set. Kyle Vogler on deck, the 1-0, down low for ball number two of this at-bat. Next pitch upstairs for ball number three. Braxton grounded out back in the second inning to second base. The 3-0 outside for another ball. Oh, no. Excuse me, that was a strike. Braxton thought it was a ball. I thought it was a ball. The 3-1 pitch upstairs for ball number four, and now Braxton will get to take his base. And that'll bring up Kyle Vogler. Vogler, number 23 today. He flew out to center field in the first. Got a single in the third and then scored. He singled out to left field in the third. As he gets set at the plate, Robert Coleman on the mound. Coleman, the 0-0, swing and a miss by Vogler. 1-0 count to Kyle Vogler out of Freeport, Florida. The 1-0 pitch is in there for a call strike. Makes the count 1-1 now. Coleman, the 0-2. Runner goes. Bullard slides, and he is thrown out at second base. And so that will end the inning as we head to the top of the fifth. Tigers trail West Georgia 7-2 here on Slot 104.9.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-in.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
See a part in Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA Insured, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Tart Field. West Alabama Athletics would like to thank one of their sponsors. The all-new Jax app allows you to order all your Southern favorites online, earn points on every purchase, and get free rewards. Try the new Jax app today. As Mason Hollander on the mound for the Tigers. Pitched one inning. Gave up no hits so far. Two strikeouts he had. And walked one batter. He gets set for his second inning of work. Thibodeau catching for the Tigers today. At third is Jake Nemeth. At short, Braxton Bullard. And at second, Sam Smith. And then at first is Josh Bauer. Out in left field, Colton Peoples. Vogler in center. And in right field is Braden Lyman. Got to bring up Sam Ladner. Ladner hit a home run back in the first inning. No, excuse me, Ladner did not hit a home run. He got a hit. First pitch, he's caught a strike. Ladner got a single in the third inning. And he got on with a walk in the first. The 0-1 pitch from Hollander. Downstairs for ball number one. So it's a 1-1 count now. The 1-1 pitch. And Ladner fouls that one off over the Tiger dugout into the parking lot. Vogler out in center. He's shifted a little bit to the left. The 1-2. That ball's hit out to center field. Vogler chasing it. And he's going to get under it. And he makes the play for the first out of the inning. And that brings up Colin Moore. Moore hit the home run in the first inning, which scored Ladner. It was a 3-run shot and struck out in the third inning. He gets set for his third at-bat of the day in this game. So Hollander sets in on the mound. The 0-0 pitch in there for a call strike to Colin Moore. Moore came into today batting 363. Down the count 0-1, the pitch. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. So second strike. The West Georgia fans here not really happy about that call. West Georgia fans that have traveled here, no complaints from the Tiger fans. 0-2 pitch upstairs for ball number one. So 1-2 count to Colin Moore out of Bradenton, Florida. The 1-2 pitch fouled it off into the net. Moore's a right-handed batter. Hollander, the 1-2 pitch. That ball's going to be hit up the middle to center field. Vogler is there to make the grab for the second out of the inning. And that will bring up Anthony Calabro. Calabro hit a home run in the third inning and flew out to third base back in the first. Hollander, the 0-0 pitch. That ball's hit deep to left field. It's going to be a foul ball into the West Georgia bullpen. Want you to see some guys out there warming up. Don't see anybody in the Tiger bullpen. My view is a little bit blocked from the dugout, though. Hollander, the 0-1 pitch. Upstairs for ball number one. The 1-1 pitch outside for a caught ball. That was near the other batter's box. As Calabro, he's a right-handed batter. Where's number 18? The 2-1 pitch is in there for a strike. Makes the count 2-2. 2-2 is the count. Hollander, the pitch. Swing and a miss. They say he fouled it. They is Joey Weaver, the home plate umpire. So the count's at 2-2. Hollander, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Mason Hollander struck him out of there for his third strikeout of the day. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tigers trail 7-2 here against West Georgia at Tart Field. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Slot 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m., and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need, from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Kyle Vogler gets set at the plate. He'll lead things off here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tigers trail 7-2, seven innings scheduled for today as Vogler gets set at the plate. Robert Coleman delivers the pitch, and it's in there for a called strike inside of the plate. So the count's at 0-1. The pitch upstairs for ball number one. Vogler was at bat when Braxton Buller got thrown out back in the fourth inning, so that's why Vogler's back up to bat. The 1-1 pitch, in there for a called strike. Good pitching today by Robert Coleman. Only giving up 4 hits, 2 runs, 4 strikeouts. Facing his 19th batter of the day. Coleman the 1-2. And Vogler gets a hit on it, hit out to left center field. And Calabro's there to make the play and put the first out of the way for the Tigers. Colton Peebles at the plate for West Alabama. He gets set. Left-handed batter. One out here in the inning. The pitch. Popped it high in the air. Ladner getting under it and makes the grab for out number 2.
Hold up.
That'll bring up Jake Nemeth. Jake Nemeth today, 1-for-2. Got a single back in the third. Struck out in the first. So Coleman sits in. First pitch to Nemeth. Nemeth will foul it off, and it hits the ground and pops up and hits him in the back. Nemeth will shake it off. Home plate umpire gives him a little time to take a step back, regroup, and he gets back to the plate. 0-1 is the count. Robert Coleman on the mound. The pitch outside for ball number 1. Braden Lyman on deck for the Tigers. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Nemeth for the second strike. 1-2 count with 2 outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Nemeth out of Pace, Florida. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss by Jake Nemeth. And that will end the bottom of the fifth inning. We head to the top of the sixth. West Alabama trails West Georgia 7-2 here at Tart Field. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Slot 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-in.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Welcome back to Tart Field here on the campus of West Alabama. Tigers trail West Georgia 7-2. West Alabama won game one of the 3-game series last night. West Georgia came back and won this afternoon. And now lead the Tigers 7-2 here in the 3rd game series finale. Mason Hollander comes back in to work his 3rd inning of the day. And he'll get to face Logan Fink.
Batting for the Wolves, number 15, Logan.
Fink hit a solo home run earlier today. Back in the 3rd inning, out to left field, he hit it. Hollander sits in. begins his windup in the pitch. And looked like a changeup, and it's in for a strike. Makes the count go to 0-1 to Logan Fink. Fink out of Kathleen, Georgia, 6'3", redshirt sophomore. The 0-1, he fouls it off into the net. Hollander, the 0-2 pitch. Fink hits it. It'll be a foul ball down the left field line over near the West Georgia bullpen. Hits the wall, and then it carries into the field. Someone from West Georgia staff comes over and gets it. Can't tell who it is. The 0-2 pitch to Fink. That one's fouled high in the air. It'll be behind us into the lake here at Tart Field. Hollander sets in. The 0-2 pitch upstairs for ball number one. A 1-2 count. They've cut the lights on here as the sun is setting behind us. 1-2 pitch. Far right side for a ball. Thibodeau had to move over, stop it from getting behind him. No one's on base, but still stopped it. As Thibodeau gets the pitching call from Brock Ward, exchanges it to Mason Hollander. Hollander, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss to Logan Fink for the first out of the top of the sixth inning. That will bring up Joseph Hill, number 8. He bats 7th in the lineup today. Struck out twice in this game. Struck out once in the first. Struck out once in the third inning. Struck out looking. He'll get a chance to try and redeem himself here against Hollander. And the 0-0 pitch. That ball is hit to Braxton Bullard at short. He fields it. The throw to Bauer is in time for the out. That's the second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Charlie Toll, the catcher. He bats 8th in the lineup. Toll, he's also struck out twice today. Struck out in the second inning as well as the fourth inning. In the fourth, he struck out looking. This will be his third at bat of the third game today. Second game today, third of the series. The 0-0 from Hollander is in there for a called strike. 0-1 count with two outs. Good crowd here at Tart Field. A lot of people out in the outfield watching the game from their vehicles and on the decks. Next pitch, check swing, and home plate umpire Joey Weaver says he went. So that's the second strike. 0-2 count. We appreciate everyone listening today here on Sly 104.9, as well as our UWA Athletics YouTube page. The 0-2 pitch from Hollander. That one's outside for a called ball near the other batter's box. Earlier today, we had the power go out here in the press box. We hadn't had that happen again, thankfully. Not sure what happened. Don't want to jinx myself. The 1-2 pitch from Hollander. Swing and a miss. As Mason Hollander just picked up his 5th strikeout of the day. And Charlie Toll's 3rd of this game. As we head to the bottom of the 6th inning, Tigers trail 7-2 here at Tart Field against West Georgia. You're listening to Slot 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to Tart Field. Braden Lyman gets set at the plate. He's a left-handed batter out of Land O'Lakes, Florida. He's going to lead things off here at the bottom of the sixth inning. In this game today, Braden got a double to back in the first inning. And then he flew out to second base in the third. And Robert Coleman still on the mound for West Georgia. About to begin his sixth inning of work. First pitch, outside, left side for a ball. 1-0 count to Lyman. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Or Lyman actually fouled it off. It was low. Lyman kind of chopped at it. Makes the count go to 1-1. The 1-1 from Coleman. And Lyman gets a hit on it. Hit out to right field. Right center field, I should say. And Calibro makes the run to it and grabs it for the first out.
Number 36,
of
Gavin.
The bottom of the sixth inning. That'll bring up Gavin Rogers. Gavin today 0 for 2. Gavin gets set at the plate. Bats right-handed. Sidey Daisy, Tennessee. First pitch. Fouled it off right side. Wind's kind of settled down here now as the sun is setting behind us. The 0-1 pitch. Rogers hits that one deep out to center field. Calibro gets under it and makes the play for the second out. Back-to-back long hits for the Tigers. That's the center field. Calibro all over the field out there, making two back-to-back putouts for two outs here in the inning. And that brings up Josh Bauer. Bauer 0 for 1 in this game. Got on with a walk earlier, playing first base, first pitch. He fouls it off left side. Home plate umpire Joey Weaver asks if he can get some more baseballs from the Tiger dugout. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Bauer. Makes the count go to 0-2 now. The 0-2 pitch. Outside, a wild pitch for the first ball. Coleman, when it came in his hand, he fell to the ground, but he got right back up. Not sure what happened with this. Maybe something with his footing. So 1-2 count with two outs. Bauer sets in. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Bauer. And that will retire the West Alabama side as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Tigers trail 7-2 here against West Georgia. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Papa, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Welcome back to Tart Field. Mason Hollander goes back out there for his fourth inning of work. Tigers trail 7-2 against West Georgia. Here in the last inning scheduled of this game.
Now batting for the Wolves.
Cody Mish will lead things off for the Wolves. Left-handed batter. First pitch from Hollander. As Mish fouls that one off left side over the press box here. He gets back set at the batter's box. Hollander on the mound. 0-1 is the count. No outs. The pitch. And gets away from Thibodeau. So it'll be a ball. 1-1 count. Mish is from Mooresville, Pennsylvania. And the 1-1 pitch. That one's also going to be fouled off left side. Moves the count to 1-2 now. The 1-2 from Hollander. That one's also fouled off. Hits the net. Top of the lineup coming up next for West Georgia. It'll be Brody Wortham. He's on deck for West Georgia as Hollander gets set. The 1-2 pitch to Mish outside for a ball. Mish playing left field for the Wolves. So he counts at 2-2 now. Hollander's from Tuscumbia, Alabama. Worked three complete innings today. No hits. The 2-2. Mish gets a hit on it. Sam Smith picks it up. He fields it to Bauer. And in time for the out. Puts one away here for West Georgia. That'll bring up Brody Wortham.
Now batting for the Wolves, number 10, Brody Wortham.
Wortham, 1-for-3 today, but he hit a home run to begin the game back in the first inning out to left field. And West Georgia's hit 4 home runs in this game. They were all in the first 3 innings. So they scored 4 in the first, 3 in the third, and the other frames, they scored none. Tigers, 1 in the first, 1 in the third, and none in the other frames. As Hollander gets set on the mound, pitching to Brody Wortham. First one. As Brody fouls that one off right side. 0-1 is the count with one out. Hollander takes a deep breath, gets the call from Thibodeau, the 0-1 pitch. Hit directly back to Sam Smith, and he bobbles it and can't field it. And so Wortham gets on with a base hit. We'll see how they score it. And I mean, it was a rocket towards Sam. But nonetheless, Brody's on at first base, and they're going to count that as an error, I believe, if it'll load here on my live stats. And yeah, they call that an error on Sam Smith. Probably the correct call. And so now Jonathan Logsdon batting, first pitch. Sheldon Bunt, Nemeth coming to field it. He fields it. The throw to Bauer. Bauer can't hold on to it. He bobbles it. Goes in foul territory to pick it up. And so that will put runners at first and third.
Now batting for the Wolves.
With one out. And that brings up Sam Ladner for West Georgia. Ladner 1-for-2 today. Got on with a walk in the first. Singled in the third. Singled out to left field. All hits have been out to left field today for West Georgia. As now pitching coach Brock Ward will make a mound visit. Talk to Hollander. Try and settle his nerves a little bit. Calm him down. Talking to Thibodeau as well. Again, West Alabama is going to be back at home on Tuesday against William Carey. First pitch scheduled for 4 p.m. here at Tart Field. We'll be on Sly 104.9 as for that game, as well as on our UWA Athletics YouTube live stream. Softball will be back at home tomorrow at noon against West Georgia. We'll have it on the YouTube page as well. As Ladner gets set, Mason Hollander sets in on the mound, facing his 14th batter of the day. The 0-0 pitch, swing and a miss by Ladner. Takes the count to 0-1 now. With one out, 0-1 count with one out. Throws back to Bauer at first, and Logsdon safely back at first. So you got Logsdon at first, you got Wortham at third for the Wolves on bases, and then Ladner at the plate. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a bunt shown, and Thibodeau fields it. He throws it down to first, gets the out, and Wortham was going to stay at third, and Logsdon moves to second. Good job by Thibodeau. Popped up quickly to field that one. Get it to Bauer in time for the out. Second out of the inning. And that brings up Colin Moore. Moore plays third base out of Bradenton, Florida, 6-foot senior. Coming into today's games, batting 363. He's got 3 homers, 29 hits, drove in 20 runs. Looking to add to that right now. First pitch hit high in the air out to right field. Lyman trying to get under it. He does, and he makes the play for the third out. Tigers down to their final 3 outs as we head to the bottom of the 7th inning. It'll be 7-8-9. Jonathan Thibodeau, Sam Smith, and Braxton Bullard due up for West Alabama. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Slot 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to Tart Field. West Georgia's made a pitching change. Ronnie Pipemeyer. Apologize if I'm saying that wrong, but I believe it's Pipemeyer. Comes in, try and close the game for the Wolves. In relief for Robert Coleman. Coleman, his day is done. He pitched 6 innings, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, and he faced 24 batters. He gave up 1 double as well. And Pipemeyer comes into the day. He's number 32. And on the year, he's got an ERA of 1.69, 2-0 in wins and losses. Hadn't started any. He's got 11 appearances. He's picked up 4 saves on the year and pitched 35.2 innings, giving up 33 hits, 15 runs, 11 of those earned, and 14 walks. He struck out 30 batters. And he'll get to work against Jonathan Thibodeau. Sam Smith and Braxton Bullard are the first 3 due up for West Alabama. Tigers need 5 runs if they can extend this game. Tigers have 4 hits in today's game. West Georgia's got 5. Pipemeyer sits in on the mound. First pitch in the dirt for ball number 1. He's out of Woodstock, Georgia. He's a 6'1" sophomore, throws right-handed. Thibodeau out of Ontario, Canada, sits in at the plate, right-handed batter. The 1-0, low for ball number 2 to Thibodeau. So it's a 2-0 count to Thibodeau. Ronnie Pipemeyer, and he throws his first strike of the game, 2-1 count. Pipemeyer sits in. The 2-1 pitch, outside for ball number 3. That one was in the dirt as well, as catching for West Georgia's Charlie Toll. He came in for Jackson Webb. Webb got hurt back in the first game today, and Toll's done a pretty good job catching for him as he's adjusting his shin guard right now. That ball might have bounced off his shin guard and made it come loose or something. It's a 3-1 count. Pipemeyer gets set on the mound to Jonathan Thibodeau. The 3-1 pitch in the dirt for ball number 4, and that'll put Thibodeau on with a walk and brings in Sam Smith. Sam Smith into today's game. He bats 167. He's got 1 hit on the year and only 6 at-bats. And he scored 4 runs. He normally pinch runs for somebody, but today he's gotten the start in both games at second base. And he's at the plate now, batting right-handed. And now call time. And looks like West Alabama's going to do a pinch run. Or no, they are going to do a pinch run. It'll be, I can't see a number on that, jersey. It's number 45, Jacob Messina, the catcher. So he'll be pinch running for Thibodeau. First pitch is outside for a ball to Sam Smith. Sam out of Atmore, Alabama. So 1-0 count to Sam Smith with Messina on it first. That one's a strike, so 1-1 count. Tigers got to get 5 runs in this inning to extend it, or 6 runs to win the game and win the series here against West Georgia. So it's a 1-1 count. The pitch in there for a strike. 1-2 count. Pipemeyer sits in on the mound. The windup, the pitch, upstairs for ball number 2. So it's a 2-2 count now. The pitch, and Sam will foul that one off. He stays alive here in the bottom of the 7th inning. 2-2 count to Sam Smith. The pitch, and Sam will foul that one off. He keeps fighting. He's a scrappy guy. Taps home plate, gets set. Messina gets his lead off. Pipemeyer sits in. The 2-2 pitch. And Sam will hit that one high in the air. Chasing it will be Hill from first base, and he'll make the play in foul territory to put 1 out on the board. So Tigers down their 2 final outs here in this game. And due up now is Braxton Bullard, number 46. Bullard grounded out to second base in the 2nd inning. In the 4th inning, got on with a walk. And now it's his 3rd at-bat here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Looking to get a hit. Due up next will be Kyle Vogler. Bullard sits in the 0-0. In there for a strike. Looked like a fastball. So it's an 0-1 count. Messina on it first. The pitch is low for a strike. Low in the strike zone. 0-2 count with 1 out. Bullard sits in. From Power Springs, Georgia, he's a left-handed batter. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss from Bullard as he strikes out. That'll bring up Kyle Vogler.
Now batting for the Tigers, number 23, Kyle Vogler.
Vogler, the right-handed batter. Today, he got on with a single back in the 3rd, flew out to center in both the 1st and 5th inning. So he gets set. First pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Messina will stay at first base. Vogler, batting 278 this season. He's got 30 hits, drove in 12 runs. He's got 8 doubles this year. And the 1-0 is a ball, so it's a 2-0 count now. So the count's at 2-0. With two outs here in the bottom of the seventh, Tigers down to their final out, trailing 7-2 here against West Georgia. The 2-0 outside for ball number three. Kyle's gotten on seven times with walks this season. Leads the count right now 3-0. He gets set. Pipemeyer on the mound. The 3-0 is in there in the strike zone for a called strike. Moves the count to 3-1 as the sun has completely set here at Tart Field. So it's a 3-1 count now with two outs. The pitch is right down the middle for a called strike. Pipemeyer sits in. He's got one strikeout in this inning. Looking to get another. Kyle Vogler looking to get a walk or a hit. The pitch, called a strikeout, and that will do it as West Georgia gets the win here at Tart Field against West Alabama. 7-2. They sweep the Tigers today. West Alabama was able to get the win last night, 10-0.
And that's the end of the ball game. The final score, West Alabama 2.
West Alabama falls to 8-23.
Tigers are scheduled to be back
6-9 in conference play. West Georgia improves to 14-12. And 7-10 in conference play. That's going to do it for us here at Tart Field. Again, I'm Mark Gillen, brought you play-by-play today. We appreciate everybody listening on Sly 104.9 and on our YouTube page. We'll be back here Tuesday at 4 p.m. against William Carey with the first pitch at 4 p.m. Mr. Will Atkinson will be back with you on the call on Tuesday for that game. And we appreciate everyone listening. Again, West Alabama falls 7-2 to West Georgia here in Game 3 of this series. Tomorrow, softball will be going on against West Georgia over at the UWA Softball Complex. Beginning at noon, Tigers able to get two wins today, so they'll be looking for the sweep tomorrow against the Wolves. So that's going to do it for us. Again, we appreciate everybody listening today, and we appreciate Mr. Wayne Grant, who's back at the studio doing all the producing for us for the radio. He does a lot for us, and we greatly appreciate it. We couldn't do any of it without him. So that's going to do it.